Ah, much better. Good morning. This is Great Songs for Your Day, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Under summer's magic spell, but when autumn came, her love did not remain and made my world a living
You just were listening to Lavender Buds by the late, great MF Doom. That was off of his album Metal Fingers Presents Special Herbs. It's very cool. It's 3 hours of just all the different instrumentals and backbeats and everything for pretty much all of his albums, MF Doom, King Ghidorah, all of them. And it's fun, they're all named after, like, actual herbs and plants, so it's, like, myrrh and lavender buds and myrrh. Other ones.
Henry, you've heard of metal fingers and special herbs, but have you heard of salad fingers?
I have heard of salad fingers.
Throwback to that guy.
Throwback to salad fingers.
Guy.
Shout out David Firth, creator of salad fingers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For those of you listening who get it, I hope this was a good memory for you. For those that don't get it, it was like a YouTube sensation.
No, we don't explain.
Okay.
For those that don't get it, you don't get it.
Okay, Google salad fingers. Have some fun today.
Yeah. Have a good time. Have a fun time.
Also, by the way, I'm Henry Schifrin.
I'm Daniela Rothstein.
And we're very happy that you can be here, and we welcome you with open arms on this Monday morning. Do we have any jokes or fun things to say?
The
theme of the playlist.
Oh yeah, theme of the playlist. Guys, it's warm out again, finally.
Ooh, that kind of happens a lot of the times every year around a similar time. The weather it changes.
What a crazy phenomenon. Every year around a similar time, the weather changes.
And I've never been able to understand or explain it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's almost like a Like there's seasons, almost.
Yeah, but like, you know, if only,
yeah. It's finally warm out. We came back from spring break and it was like 30 degrees again.
We were so sad.
Now it's 50 degrees, guys.
Yay!
It's sweater weather.
It's jean jacket weather, but you guys might be like, Daniela, didn't you rip your really cool jean jacket that was from your mom when you were in Sweden last spring? So what jean jacket are you even wearing right now? And to that, I would say I'm using a friend's. So it's jean jacket weather.
Oh!
What?
Get owned.
Literally.
Anyway.
So the theme is of the playlist the is theme the spring songs. Every songs song has to do with spring somehow.
Or gives a spring vibe.
Yep.
Importantly, Beyonce, woo! Am I right?
Guys, big news.
Guys, Beyonce dropped Act 2, aka Cowboy Carter, and I have not listened to the full album yet, but I like what I've heard.
Same here, actually.
And so this is, I think, the second track off the album, because that's kind of as far as I've listened to, low-key. but it's good. Yeah. Here's Blackbird.
From the census of people that I've spoken to about this album, everybody is loving Blackbird.
Yep.
Everybody loves it. Okay.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see.
Learn to see
all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird.
isn't sticking around. Cause when you stick around, when you stick around, people like to put things in the ground. Now in my evil empire, I am gonna be a star in the night sky above. So you think this is love? Yes, I guess so. At least something to make it from. Dress like a dream dreamt by Lola magazine. Baby, you were born to be seen. And art's just the star. Now step inside the Widowmaker and listen to your heart. Always the plague of other things.
That is something that
I have something. I have something
that,
to say.
That I always say.
I have something to say.
Oh yeah.
Destroyer. I barely know her.
Okay. that was "It's Gonna Take an Airplane" by Destroyer.
I barely know her.
Destroyer.
I barely know her.
You also, some might say, "It's gonna take an airplane," you know, just like that.
Yeah,
something like that. I love that boy. I like Destroyer. He's a kind of weird looking
that
guy.
Boy.
Picture
Jason Mantzoukas.
Who is that?
He literally looks like Jason Mantzoukas. He's just like, he's like an ambient comedian. He's like in things and he has a distinctive voice.
I'm thinking like, picture like a mad scientist, like Rick, if Rick and Morty were real people, like lab coat and all, making music.
Jason Mantzoukas looks like Destroyer, and Jason Mantzoukas has talked about, he actually has like really good music taste.
Yeah.
And he went on this whole show and talked about his favorite albums, whatever, and then he was like, "Destroyer, everyone says I look like Destroyer," and I do.
Yep. I see it. Yeah. He kind of looks like almost a healthier Destroyer.
Healthier.
More like drinks water Destroyer.
Hydrated Destroyer.
That song, I can just like, it was very summer 22 for me.
The summer of 1922.
The boys of summer. Yeah, I don't really have too much to say about it besides that. He's a very interesting artist. I like his voice. He does a like range of stuff from more rock band sounding to more electronic, maybe like LCD sound system-y. Up next, oh, I'm sorry, before that was Floridada, famously, by Animal Collective. Animal Collective is one of Henry's favorite bands, so it's always niche for me to throw one of them in there. I think one of my favorite things that Henry ever told me is that one time he was walking by a construction site in New York City and couldn't tell if he was listening to an Animal Collective song or just the sound of the construction site.
Yeah, I had my headphones in and I walked by this construction site and I was like, oh my god, are they playing this Animal Collective song? And I looked over and no, it was like they were rebuilding Penn Station.
That's how you know.
Yeah, that's how you know you're in too deep. I've fallen in and out of love with Animal Collective. I still love them, just not as much.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Love hurts, man.
Love does hurt. And speaking of love hurting, lobster.
Lobster? Lobster, I barely know
Lobster,
her.
I barely know her.
You're going to hear Lobster by Boy Called Q. I know nothing about the artist. I've listened to some other songs and don't like them, but I think that this is a very cool, it's a fun song.
close my eyes, another day away. You know I love you, I can't explain. I'm crying over the candle flame. I feel God here and there. People tell me it's everywhere. You know you can't explain. I'm crying over the candle flame. How about that moon looking back? I'm saying glad you're here. When we're together, only one thing. Everything else stays the same. I see you pray, I want to fall. 4, 2, 5, 6 bedrooms, so everyone can close a door.
Sorry, guys.
Wow, you just interrupted a really intense conversation.
Yeah, we were so deep in discussion of Dune 2.
Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it. And we got interrupted by Adrian Lenker. I barely know her.
Adrian Lenker said, Henry and Daniela, it's time for you guys to talk to the people.
Yeah.
So you heard Lobster. I hope you liked it. And that was just Candle Flame by Adrian Lenker off of her new album that was released a couple weeks ago called Bright Future. It's just like my favorite thing ever. I love this woman and everything that she does. I know that I have biases towards her. I know that some other people might be able to constructively criticize the album, and I'm very curious what you'd have to say, but I just kind of blindly will enjoy whatever she does. I think Candle Flame is a really gorgeous song. I'll probably be playing one song off of this album for the rest of the show's run. What's up next? Do you know?
Yeah, I do know. What's up next is Classical by Vampire Weekend.
10 points.
Yeah, Vampire Weekend, Ezra Koenig. They have a new album coming out sometime this month, either this Friday or next Friday.
Wait, that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm super excited. They've been dropping singles for it for a while. I have no idea how long the album's going to be, but at this point, they've probably dropped at least like half the songs. And it's been a drip feed. But I've loved every single one of them, and I went from not caring that this new Vampire Weekend album was coming out to being like really excited for it to come out, because all of the songs are like, they're super polished, but they're also like way more like production wise everything like out there than anything else they've made. Not to say that like Vampire Weekend is always like, oh, they're making the safe sort of thing, but they all feel like distinct. They all feel, I don't know, like they'll throw in like more, no, experimental isn't the right word, but more goofy. They'll have, each song has a shtick.
So they're experimenting with.
They're experimenting with their form, yeah.
Yeah.
It still sounds like Vampire Weekend, but like each song does have a shtick. And I would say that the shtick of this song is they have like an out of tune trumpet, which will come in for the bridge.
Out of tune, Panta, Henry and I in the studio pulling hair out of our head. No, it's out of tune.
Yeah, it's us strangling each other, Homer and Bart style.
Yeah. Happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I've said enough.
Classical.
Thank you. for the zoo is such a bleak sunrise. All true, all kind, and unnatural. How the crew with time becomes classical. Feeling fades, but never really goes away. A staircase up to nothingness inside your DNA. Ooh, that's a bleak sunrise. All true, all kind, and unnatural. How the crew with time becomes classical.
touch with half my family. And old friends have moved away. It's guaranteed depreciation. I keep my distance from strangers. I don't want to scare them. I don't think I'm scary. That's not for me to say. It's like kleptomania. Line that's wrapped around my neck. This coiled up double S is creeping in more every day. Flashes of pulling the trigger will flicker and spark till I'm in flames. I just hate how shame can be so silent. I keep my distance from strangers. I don't want to scare them. I don't think I'm scary. That's not for me.
You just heard $4 Sandwich by Covey. What?
That it's a song called $4 Sandwich?
Yeah, no, it's, I guess that is funny.
It's a silly name.
Yeah, I guess it's a silly name. Sorry, I got defensive of Covey.
What is it about the $4 sandwich?
No, what is it? The album is Class of Cardinal Sins. I like this guy. He's got a mullet and pretty blue eyes and an acoustic guitar, and he spends time in the woods, and he writes some really depressing, like, indie folk music. Really, really bummer stuff, guys. But if you're in the mood to feel kind of bad, listen to Covey. Some of them are more upbeat, so they don't leave you feeling as sad, but, you know, the lyrics are sad.
He wrote a song, and he said, I went to the deli and I only had $4, but ooh, lucky for me, I got a $4 sandwich.
This is like, is that the Smiths?
Yeah, Morrissey sang that.
That's a little Morrissey-y too.
Okay, we are a community-run radio station here at WMFO, and so that means that we look out for you guys, and we give you...
We look out for each other, man.
We look out for each other. What else is community built on? And so we have PSAs that we read out, to you by us.
Continue.
And, you know, we talked about it's springtime, it's spring again, and so this is, if not in season, about to be in season, and this is titled Poison Ivy PSA. Spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors, but they are also the primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leafed poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that, with just a brief touch, causes an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish-green.
Oh.
While in the fall, the leaves turn vivid orange, red, and yellow autumn colors.
Wow.
In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyards of Tufts students' apartments.
It's us!
Us!
That's us!
That's us! It can grow as a vine around trees, as a shrub or ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow in groups of three. It just keeps going. Heed the ancient advice. Leaves of three.
Sorry, what did you say? Heed?
Heed the ancient. Oh. Heed the ancient Oy. Advice. Leaves of three. Let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leaved plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak, and stay away.
But I love three-leaved plants.
Oh, I just want to touch every three-leaved plant. Oh, this is so difficult for me.
What if it's not poison ivy?
Okay, I still have two paragraphs. If you do come in contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even several days for a rash to develop. Be careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body like your face. Or
ooh, I'm going to touch the oil and spread it to my face.
Or even more sensitive areas. And then there's like a little face. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you,
Henry.
Well,
that was a doozy. I hope you guys learned something from there. That was... yeah, that was a lot. This next song that we have coming up, this is a shout out to Sam Hawkins. We were at the Burn on Friday, and I was making fun of her because she didn't know "American Girl" by Tom Petty, which
what?
Yeah, the live band at the Burn was playing "American Girl" by Tom Petty. And she didn't know what the song was. And then when the chorus came on and we were like, come on, it's "American Girl" by Tom Petty. She still didn't know because she's uncultured and knows nothing. So this is just to reinforce it for her.
This is for educational purposes.
This is for educational purposes that we're playing this song.
Take notes, Sam. Take notes.
you store. We knocked another couple by. The dead soldiers lined up on the table, still prepared for an attack. They didn't know they'd been disabled. Felt a wave of Russian blood. You won't be happy till the bottle's broken. You're out swimming in the flood. You kept back, you kept unspoken. For someone half as smart, you'd be a work of art. You put yourself apart. Now can't help you until you start. Gotta look in your eye when you're saying goodbye, like you wanna say hi.
Zeber.
Okay. The song, not this one that you just heard, but the one before that, was Zebra by Beach House off of Teen Dream. Due to the people I've been spending more time with recently, have been listening to more Beach House. I'm not always the biggest shoegaze fan, but I think certain songs definitely do it for me, and Zebra is one of them. I think it's just, like, a really gorgeous song.
It's called shoegaze because they can't look at women in the eye.
Is that right?
No.
That would be so... I'm realizing I didn't just cue the song that we played. I'm very sorry about that. So we'll talk about that. Why is it called shoegaze?
Oh, it's called... Actually, it's called shoegaze because the genre itself is it's well known for the really distorted guitars, and you get that distortion from you have like the foot pedals, and I forget exactly what they're called, but it's like the things that you plug your guitar into. Yeah. And they would layer them on top of each other until the guitar was like really distorted and smeary and dreamy and whatever. And so they would be constantly stepping on the pedals and gazing at their shoes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Anyway, after that, you heard Baby Britain by Elliot Smith, the homie. I love Elliot Smith.
Friend of the show.
Good,
happy.
Good friend of the show, Elliot Smith. I hadn't played him in a while now, and this is one of the very rare, very few Elliot Smith songs that I would say is like unabashedly happy and upbeat. There are other songs where, like, even if they have an upbeat tempo, the content of the song is sort of sad, and this one I feel like is just through and through a very upbeat, happy song.
He's in spring.
Yeah, he's in spring. I feel like I associate this song with springtime. That's more of a personal thing of, like, I listened to this when, like, the weather was turning in the spring. But yeah, I mean, I really like Baby Britain a ton. I like the interpolation of London Bridge. I like the little, like, beepity beeps in the background. Not much more to say about it. And this is Great Songs for Dads, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Test Free Form Radio.
True.
So true. We are going to play you out now with some Bob Marley and the Wailers.
another song, or just general vibe, which I feel is very like upbeat, refreshing spring. And this is This Love. And yeah, I don't know what else really to say about it. Bob Marley is one of the all-time greats. His music is amazing. Thank you to my dad for raising me on it. So I guess this goes out to my dad to shout out to James.
Shout out, James. Thank you, everyone who tuned in. Please come back next week at the same time and have a great start to your April and start to your spring.
April Fools, maybe, I guess.
April Fools don't have a fun
April Fools have a spring. Terrible spring.
Have a bad day. You know when people do that? That's funny.
Every day and every night we'll be together with the roof right over our heads. We'll share a shelter of my single bed. We'll share the same room, yeah. But your provider bread is this love, is this love, is table.